ideological subversion is the slow process which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, aktivnye meroprijatiya in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country.
Okay, folks, this is a short logic course because I have been watching the sleight of hand go on with the news so hard that once more, normal human beings who have been relying on these magical screens in their houses to bring them good information are just starting to find out that they are ignorant noise boxes. And they are also surrounded by carbon and water-based ignorant noise boxes. So, it's important to understand the elements that you're working with and the systems that you're working with and the fundamental baseline logic that you're working with. So, we're going to, you've probably seen some of this before if you've watched any of my stuff. Two-dimensional is what's right here. This board is plain. It is plain. 4 points right here. You get to look at what's inside my head, but this is technically not real. Three-dimensional is where 4 points don't come together in a plane. They come together where my hand is. So this is kind of where we have to enact philosophy. This is where we get to write it down. And we're going to end up living philosophy, but at the end of the, but first, you know, if you want to live philosophy, you got to run it through thermodynamics and Metcalfe's law first. So understanding the elements versus the system. Zero is what I will call an element, okay? It is a placeholder for nothing. The way that you and I convey this many to each other is with the use of one of those. One of those. Okay? That is how we get to 10. Okay. It's a good system. I'm not arguing against it. Zero is merely a placeholder in theories, in three-dimensional space. This is 10 fingers. Okay? 19 years in the military, I still have 10 fingers. So when I say this blue circle here, is about zero, it's about a placeholder, and it is yourself without an ego. So we're just really trying to understand the thing that's inside your head. You are a philosophy, and that is plain, because we can't really find you anywhere in three-dimensional space. Over here, we have thermodynamics and Metcalfe's law. Thermodynamics is basically all the stuff around us. Whenever you and I are doing anything, we have to overcome our own thermodynamics, aka get your ass off the couch. Metcalfe's law is how well you network with other people and the effects you have in that network. So then we're going to discuss a system, and a system is fractions, okay? Fractions is a system. It has somewhat some rules to it, okay? Fractions, one of the baseline components of fractions as a philosophy is that it is a portion of something. At no point is fraction a system of nothing. So this is how you take an element, like zero, and you try to express it in a fraction. And if you want to play by the rules of zero, someone would tell you, these are both placeholders. These are zero. They are nothing. Therefore, the rules of zero apply. That is technically incorrect because this is the rule of zero. This is a fraction. When you plug the placeholder in it, you and I have a mathematical conundrum, but that's because we're not playing by the rules of fractions. That's why we have a mathematical conundrum. This thing right here can never exist in 3D space ever. This is dumb as fuck. We can do it in two-dimensional space right here. We can demonstrate some irrational shit. Well, here's the fun with irrationality. According to the rules of fractions, the purple circle, anything above and below, whatever the place is, it doesn't really matter what's on the top and the bottom. What's on the top and the bottom, when they are the same, according to the rules of fractions, it equals one. So the rules of fractions don't contain this element by the nature of this system. And when you try to take an element, such as nothing, and you throw it into any system, it will function like this. It doesn't matter what system you have in three-dimensional space that requires some form of positive input. When you're looking for a positive input, and this is what you're putting in it, because you're inputting philosophy, and you put it out at the meeting, but you didn't assign someone over here to do it. There is no ape assigned to go and do it. Yourself has projected a bunch of human noises into three-dimensional space. None of the apes are going to perform it. Up here, I just want to get you to understand a little bit between how does your mind work in three-dimensional space. And it's kind of like a mirage. Your eyeballs cannot see the atmosphere. We see through it. We don't see it. And we don't see temperature. We feel temperature. But at the right convergence, we will see a mirage, which is a convergence of two things that we don't see. That is where you can start to have this mental imagery of the difference between, you could call this theory, I just call it human noises. Lies, Metcalfe's law is when someone is intentionally lying to you, but otherwise this is just conveying information. This human noises and communication, lies is the thing you really have to look for from the other participants in these systems. So it's a simple, basic understanding. When you have a system such as fractions, no, you can't interject anything you goddamn well want in there. It doesn't function, at least according to mathematics. But fractions are always something, and this isn't. This whole thing is really the best thing I could show you to describe what nothing is. Because in reality, nothing is nothing is nothing. Best way I like to think of it is three-dimensional space. We are all trapped in three-dimensional space and all of the stars and shit. That is the stuff inside of three-dimensional space. But three-dimensional space is the biggest nothing. It doesn't have boundaries. It doesn't have mass. It doesn't have anything. All of the other stuff that's inside of it is fundamentally separate from this. When James Webb keeps looking farther into the void, there's always more void because three-dimensional space is nothing. There's no edge to nothing. It is just a huge empty. And because we are finite, and even though, you know, we are the ape, but we are also the self. And there is technically no self, and we emulate the vast emptiness of the void that we're in. But the ape is what has to get fed. And if you don't wipe that ass, you will get the red ass. And if you don't wash yourself, you'll be the stinky kid, and the other apes won't like you. So don't mess up your systems, because Metcalfe is a system, and thermodynamics is a system, and philosophy is a bunch of shrieking human noises unless it is reporting to logic. And that baseline logic just has to be the honesty of the language you're using. It only has to be that baseline logic of the language that you're using. But if it isn't that baseline, clean, honest logic, the way the math works, if you're not conveying your words the way the math works properly, the sound of the humans has nothing to do with the conveying of this text in this format. So I should be able to honestly write it all down here, but you'll notice we will discuss truth ad nauseum. We will not even mention the word honesty, because you can have plenty of dishonest discussions about truth. And that's really what we have going on here. So understand your systems, understand your logic, break down every single piece. If you do not, you will get lost. Have a good week, campers. Don't be a Potemkin.
When all of your flaws and all of my flaws are laid out one by one, a wonderful part of the mess that we made, we pick ourselves undone. All of your flaws and all of my flaws, they lie there hand in hand. ones we've inherited, ones that we learned, they pass from man to man. There's a hole in my soul, I can't fill it, I